got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Now your friends start texting your phone. They wanna get messed up when they
What's
get
up? This is the world's
home.
Greatest action sports podcast, aka the Monday Mass, also sometimes recorded on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and or Thursdays. I'm Chris Cote.
I'm Todd. Bah!
Do you like how I pointed at you?
But I feel like we need to have like signature noises.
Sapow.
Yeah.
That one's taken.
By who?
By the guy, the Sapow guy.
Mm.
You know what? I need my...
Where are you going?
I'm just going right here to my sweatshirt.
Oh, because, yeah.
I wanted to prove.
Look at.
The reason why we wanted to record today.
It's because we voted.
It's because it's Super Tuesday.
We voted.
Whatever that means.
Check it out.
So we voted. It's weird. Todd voted for Mickey Mouse again for how many years now?
I wrote him in.
He's a write-in candidate. Well, on today's show, you're going to hear a lot of great things. You're going to hear about surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding, Dane Reynolds, Alessa Quizon, Kelly Slater, new wave pools, women who choose to breastfeed while wakeboarding, burning surfboards.
This is all news to me,
this
too,
is,
folks.
Yeah. So both of us are, well, you're just figuring out what we're talking about. We're talking about Tampa Pro. We're talking about the Olympics. We're talking about snowboarding, Iron Maiden.
U.S. Open.
Burton, U.S. Open. It's going to be a great show. Trust us.
Special guests too, maybe.
We're going to have some special guests, I think. If not, we'll call some people.
For sure, calling people.
That's what we do. Before we get to the actual show, let's talk about the actual sponsors who make this show possible. We just had a great conversation about Super 73.
If you don't have a Super 73 bike, you need to get out there and make it happen.
Yeah,
Captain.
You know what? And did get messages. All weekend long, I was at Camp Shred. Todd, you were there too?
Yep.
We were both at Camp Shred. And the joy of having a Super 73 bike is, of course, being free out in the open road or the beach or wherever you're going to ride. Also, the joy is spreading the word because literally every 10 feet, somebody stopped me. What's this bike? What's up with that bike? What is this thing?
The only thing that eclipses the joy is the smugness you can feel.
Oh my gosh.
When you're on a Super 73 electric bike.
You feel cool.
Yep.
You look cool.
True.
Therefore, you are cool.
All three of those are confirmed.
Basically, we're promising you coolness. All you need to do is get a Super 73 bike, right?
That's true.
We just saw... we already saw some modifications happening. I got the extended seat. Todd, you put a basket on. We saw a surf rack
on
there.
It's like you can make it up as you go.
Yeah, we're very excited.
It's like
about
Legos.
Let's just say that. We're very excited about Super 73 bikes. Adventure.io, another exciting sponsor of ours. We've already started to peel back the onion. Todd, we had just mentioned briefly in the last couple of episodes that we want to go to BSR in Waco or
whatever,
you know, Palm Springs somewhere.
And
bring some people, bring some friends.
We will commentate your session.
Yeah.
We will give it our all.
We're going to make this happen. An Adventure.io adventure will happen.
Everything you do is a 540?
In the water. Oh, everything.
It'd be all 540s?
You could do the worst air ever.
540.
Todd and I will blow it up. Oh my God, I can't believe it. So that's in the works. Also, talking about Super 73, We want to put on a spring and summer bike tour of San Diego.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just nominated us for that.
Really?
So get the Adventure.io app. There will be two Chris and Todd adventures coming soon. And as you wait for our adventures, go look at some of the adventures they have. Truly life-changing things you can do with some of the world's best at their given sports. Cave diving, kite surfing, foiling, mountain biking, wakeboarding, etc.
We need to get some of our famous friends in on this. I mean,
yeah,
they could probably do some pretty good adventures.
Well, our famous friend Nora Vasconcelos has a Super 73 bike, so maybe we could do the tour. Nora's on the tour. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Wow.
Keep your eyes peeled on Adventure.io. More to come. K2 snowboarding. We had the exclusive, the big news. Ferguson, Kotzenberg, teaming up
and they're riding
to join
this,
the team.
Riding those crazy new boards with like the clear little window in the front. You seen that?
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's like it's the way the board is pressed. I'm sure what the deal is, but it's neat. It's like a little window and you can kind of see through the board.
Wow. Well, maybe today or on an upcoming show, we can call Gaber Sage. You know him, right?
Gaber Sage.
Gaber Sage. Oh, yeah. We were looking for a name for both of them.
Gaber Sage is pretty good.
On K2 Snowboarding, the biggest sponsorship news of the season.
Kotzenberg.
Hands down. Hands down.
What else? Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Kuziak.
What? You're just saying that?
Yeah.
You're just saying that name.
Kuziak. He's on K2 as well.
Okay. Anyone else?
Panic and Coffee and Tea all weekend long at Camp Shred.
Camp Shred.
Drink it up. And we'll continue to be drinking it up. Oh, I had some of those new
Panic and
stickers.
They're pretty sick. If you go to Panic and Coffee and Tea and you say, hey, can I get a new sticker?
Can I get a new sticker?
They'll show it to you.
Yes, of course.
Probably charge you.
Chemistry Surfboards. One of the most talked about boards out of the thousands of boards at Camp Shred was the new Daisho model from Chemistry.
Modern twin.
Thing looks fun.
Bullet.
It's a twin with a third, so I guess that makes it a tri-fin.
Yeah, but you don't have to put the third in there.
You don't have. That's what she said.
Wow. Is that the minivan?
You don't have to put the third in there. The Daisho model looks amazing. Go to the Chemistry Surfboards Instagram, at Chemistry Surfboards. Check it out. You might have just found your new summer blade. New Greens, keeping us green, man. It's not a weed company. It's a company that makes healthy stuff to make you feel good.
Believe me, you want to be healthy at this time of crisis in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I would work the coronavirus into our broadcast.
Who's the...
It's topical.
Who's the horrible...
Mike Pence.
Shitty... Yeah, him too. The televangelist that's selling...
Oh, Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. Jim Baker, Mike Pence. Same dude.
Same Z's.
Why I'm bringing that up is because...
The silver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horse shit. It's snake oil,
collegial
right?
Silver is actually like pretty good, though.
Been around forever.
Right.
Will not cure... coronavirus.
But you will ward off werewolves.
True. Why I'm saying this is because New Greens is going to help your overall health and immunity.
Right.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do for yourself right now is to have a healthy immune system.
Arm yourself with health. They can
help me.
New Greens.
Help
you heard
you.
That here first. That can be a new tagline. It's
what?
Free.
What is?
Arm yourself with health.
Wow.
Really, I'm going to look that up, because if that's not taken, that's a hell of a catchphrase.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Nanocraft CBD. Todd, I gave you your nighttime CBD.
Yes, and I was jonesing for it.
Why do you think I'm so fired up right now? Because I took my daytime CBD with my Panic and Coffee and Tea.
I'll tell you, and I'm not ashamed, that I need that to go to sleep.
That's fine. Well, luckily, you're sponsored by them.
Sleep like a rock.
And y'all can be sponsored by them as well. Go to the Nanocraft CBD on Instagram and get the link to go to the website. We got COTE10 is a code.
Wait, what?
That I know for sure works.
COTE10?
Yeah, and Richard's 10 is going to be a code soon, too.
For real?
Yeah. It's a new system.
Put my name in. It carries a little more weight in the industry.
Yeah, about 5 more pounds.
Who else?
YouOnline.com.
You.
That's our home.
You.
And I want to thank Matt Keenan, longtime homie.
Hell yeah.
Matt Keenan is a friend of ours from New Jersey. He's in the New Jersey Surfing Hall of Fame.
Ripping.
He gave
surfer.
Us.
Are you wearing them?
Yeah. Right here. These are called, these are my.
Beneath? Isn't how's it? Is
these
it,
are my underpants. They're spelled. It's BN3TH Apparel. That's the Instagram. BN3TH Apparel. Beneath undergarments, and they're some of the best underpants I've ever had. Thank you, Matt.
Some of their shirts are like wearing.
Oh my
like
god!
Silk nighty.
It's like having the smoothest like, skin of a baby.
It's like being
wrapped
hugged,
around
hugged
you
by an angel.
But yeah. I was just thinking of my undercarriage right now and how good I feel. Thank
like
you, Matt
your
Keenan.
Undercarriage is being hugged by an
very
angel.
Supportive with the beneath. And also this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is fresh and brand new. My friend, our friend, Blair Marlin, Sal Masekela, part of the team that brought you
Hume.
Hume.
Did you use
look
it yet?
It's a cute box. Yeah, look. Okay, so
can we try it?
This is deodorant.
Can I use it too, or is that weird?
It's not weird to me. This is deodorant. It's not tested on animals. It smells good. I've been using the same deodorant literally for 20 something years.
Old Spice?
They don't pay us.
No, I'm just wondering if it was Old Spice.
Yes, I used to.
That shit's so bad for you, dude.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know shit about this shit.
I find if I just rub a crystal on my armpits, it makes the...
No. We got this. What does it say? It's paraben-free.
I like the logo. It's sick.
You know
it's
what?
It's a jackalope.
Our friend at Sam Allen, former Transworld Surf art director.
Let me give a sniff.
Let me give a sniff. I'm going to put it on. See, we don't have to promote products we don't use. I just used it. Hume.
It doesn't smell that bad.
What do you mean? It smells great.
It smells good.
I think it smells great.
Wow. There we go.
Hume, I want to smell like Blair and Sal, and now I do. Todd, you can too. You can smell like all three of us.
Thanks.
So that's all our products and advertisements. Let's get into the show.
Let's get into the show, but before we do...
Oh my God, another product and advertisement.
No, we have a new studio. This is the... moved back to the original location.
We moved back to the original... the third iteration of Cote's Cube here at UNIF, and we're still not done decorating, but when we do, we're going to have flags and stuff. We're at UNIF HQ.
What is this?
That's for
what
trimming
do you do with that?
The unmentionable areas.
Really?
Yeah, part of dodging coronavirus is keeping your taint hair-free.
True that.
So,
let's get into the...
It's not proven by Mike Pence.
Let's get into the
or science.
Let's get into the podcast.
No more taint talk today. Let's talk about surfing, skating, snowboarding, and nerdy shit like we always do. This is the Monday Mass. Let's start off with surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Check out that new Daisho model. It's on their Instagram. It's a beautiful shape, nice hips, nice little tail, short, stubby little beauty.
Shakira.
Could be your new summer board. So... we were both at Camp Shred, the world's biggest surfboard demo, over the weekend, February 29th, March 1st.
You were working it.
I was working it hard. My job was curating the entertainment portion of it, as well as hosting. I was on Surfer Social Grams, doing live stuff.
There was a lot of people.
I was on the news.
I saw that.
I was on KUSI News.
Saw a lot of people.
KUSI.
That guy, is he still alive?
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Is he still around?
I don't know.
I saw a lot of famous people.
Who'd you see?
I saw Mob Machado.
Yep, saw Rob.
I saw John Wayne Freeman.
See, I didn't get to see him.
And his little dog, too.
And I felt like you guys were hanging out, broing down.
I came in on
Saturday.
And
I almost felt a little replaced, to be honest.
I came in on Saturday late, like probably at like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And just saw some people, you know. But it's like the who's who of what. You know, there's people from everywhere.
It's super cool that you and Jonathan Wayne Freeman were hanging out all weekend.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, what's he like? Is he funny?
He's really funny.
He's tall.
He's just asking questions. He's an everyday surfer, wants to know. Was over at Chemistry looking at the clear board they had made there. He wanted to know about...
Why didn't you tell me you were hanging with him? Did you want him all for yourself? You didn't want him to know that we were bros? Or
because
now it's kind of getting...
It was a short interaction, Chris.
The short. Wednesday WAS with Todd Richards and Jonathan Wayne Freeman coming soon, apparently.
Maybe.
Frickin' best bros.
From Lucky.
The good
what
news
else?
Is I will be hanging out with Jonathan Wayne Freeman. He's doing comedy night in Encinitas this Thursday, March 5th.
Oh,
more to come
week?
On that. Yes.
Are you doing comedy too?
Slightly. I'm hosting.
I'm kind of excited to see that. I've
it's
never
going to be fun.
I haven't seen stand-up comedy in a long time.
Yeah. You should. You should stand up for it.
Stand up for comedy. All right, what else is on the surf news? Let's get to some real news.
We're talking about a quick little wrap up of the brands and stuff that got us excited. Dark Art Surfboards made their premiere at Camp Shred. Killer carbon fiber, ultra light, vacuum sealed boards of all different designs. I saw a Pizel board that looked sick.
Slytherin.
Billabong wetsuits looked great. Channel Islands had their whole range. Of course, the most talked about Channel Islands board was the Fish Beard. Mm. Saw tons of people trying that board out. Nanocraft CBD was there.
I got
some dog CBD stuff.
What?
Yeah. Stoked on that from Nanocraft. Sticky Bumps was there with brand new Sticky Bumps wax. I don't have any of this stuff because I've used it all between then and then.
I got sponsored by FCS. It's cool.
You did?
Yeah, I saw Prezzo. He's like, hey, come by, get some fans. I was like, oh, no problem.
Dude.
That's what happens.
Sponsored up. So I'm sure if you go to surfer.com, you can see the whole wrap up of the whole vibe. Camp Shred was
awesome. It was really cool. And plus, the big finale of it is that we got to see.
Oh, my God.
The greatest hits of TSOL.
You know,
not performed by actual TSOL, but by Change Today.
I like to call them the TSOL because they're the TSOL that matters to us.
Well, singer.
Well,
because
the songs.
Other, right.
Singer.
He came on in 84.
Yeah, so 83.
And Change Today was the first.
Yeah.
That was
so,
the first album he sang on.
For those of you who don't know, TSOL, one of the OG-est of the first wave of punk out of L.A., as their singer, their original singer of TSOL quit, he stopped being in the band. Joe Wood was in the band. He stepped up to the microphone. They kind of changed from just straight up punk singing about having sex with dead bodies, Code Blue, great song, to a more
surfy.
That's just like, I'd say a little
beach?
Bit more glam. Still
not
punk,
really. They weren't
metal
glam until Revenge.
But I'm saying the transition was from straight up punk to glam metal.
Eventually.
But in between Revenge, Red Shadows, Flowers by the Door, Colors, Take Me Away. I mean, some of the greatest songs, not just these songs were all in surf films that shaped a generation.
And
skate films.
Skate videos too. Yep.
And it was kind of the music that your older brother listened to or your older friends, and you're like, whoa. It was one of the first bands that felt like ours.
I remember getting Skate Rock Volume 2, the cassette tape.
And it was on there?
And what song was on there?
Revenge.
No.
Hit and Run.
It was Hit and... No.
16.
Change Today. Maybe. I think... I don't know. Whatever. But there was a song on there, and that was my introduction to TSOL.
That was a coup for me. That was a huge thing for me to be able to book.
And he lives
an
in Encinitas?
Icon. Yeah, he lives in Encinitas.
So crazy.
And he thanked me from stage. It's not a big deal.
Sweet.
Not
abs.
Like that. Okay, actual surf news. Todd, I know you surf in Cape Cod. Pretty sharky. I surf down here in Cardiff at a
shark park.
Very sharky place. But nowhere is that smells. Nowhere is
really?
As stinky as sharky as Reunion Island.
I pooped.
Okay. Reunion Island has had number of deadly shark attacks in the last decade.
Do they have the most per capita deaths in a small zone?
Something like that.
It's crazy.
Jorgen Cousineau, a ripping surfer, goes back to Reunion Island, back to his home, and he goes and just rips. He's got a new edit out called Zion. This is Jorgen showcasing the beauty and the waves of Reunion Island. Sharks be damned. Jorgen came there and just destroyed the place. Hopefully, I don't know if it's weather patterns, water, feeding zones. I don't know the reason exactly why Reunion had this explosion of shark attacks.
Is it still like that?
I remember Jorgen went back there and filmed a video.
Jeremy Flores was like always.
Yeah, and he was going, I'm not going back. So Reunion Island might be back open again. Watch Jorgen's clip. Tell us if it's for you.
Maybe wear a shark band.
One of the black and white leash.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could work. Speaking of QSers, the Surfest Newcastle Pro is absolutely firing. It's pumping.
I saw a couple waves from that yesterday, and it was ridiculous. Like probably one of the best
one of
conditions
the best
I've seen for
the
a
best
surf
Q.
Yeah,
well,
QS.
I was going to say the best QS of the year, but the Vulcan Pipe Pro is pretty damn good for the first 3 days. Mm. It's firing in Newcastle. This is a big event. This is, again, going to set the motion of who's going to qualify for 2021. And all the big dogs are going to be surfing in the next couple of days. Julian Wilson, you know, Jorgen's going to be there. A bunch of the highest of the highly ranked surfers, QSCT, are going to be in Newcastle. So watch it. It's on worldsurfleague.com right now. Opening rounds, Matty Job. Was the guy everyone's talking about. Todd, your friend,
who?
Dane Reynolds.
Oh, hey.
Is coming back to the internet.
I heard that.
Did you hear about this?
He was kind of like, hey, what would you guys think if I did my blog again?
Yeah, his quote was, I know blogs are dead, but it still feels like the right platform to post surf videos and opinion and include my friends that I surf with every day. Marine Layer Productions was...
Is it going to be Marine Layer again?
I think so. It was one of the... Let's search right now. It was one of the best websites because you go on there and you just know you're about to get Marine Layer Productions. I put it in the computer.
Nothing's happening.
It's probably because we're streaming live.
Really?
Look at these people are talking to
us. How many we
got?
Like six?
Thousands of people.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it works or not.
Anyway. Well, look for Dane Reynolds on
that was great.
Oh, nope. That's it.
Yeah, we don't know.
He's supposedly coming back.
Go to his Instagram. I don't know. I mean, where do you send people? When is the last time you went on your desktop?
This morning.
Or laptop and went on the internet?
This morning.
Really?
Every day.
You don't use your phone to masturbate?
Do you ever
use my iPad.
Completely.
What are you asking?
Unrelated topic.
Okay.
Do you clean your screen on your phone and your computer? I saw some statistic the other day of the amount of fecal matter that is on people's iPhone screens and computers because they bring them into the bathroom.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom without your phone?
Like 2014.
Yeah. It was when I had a Nokia flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was on a Sidekick.
I poo.
There was definitely fecal matter in my BlackBerry. Well, I'm looking at the iPhone screen and it's nice and smooth, but I can see nooks and crannies where
poop would hide.
Yeah, at least little
turds.
Why is there always pubes in urinals? Is something I want to ask you later, off air, to get your real answer. So, the crux of that conversation was that Dane Reynolds coming back to the internet, and we're excited about it. I love Dane's parts because he always picks good music. He always posts basically the whole session.
Yeah, I always like Dane because he's not afraid to post his eating shits.
Yeah.
And I think that's personality.
Exactly.
He has very stylish eat shits.
He's still one of the probably, I would say, my favorite surfer to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So the more Dane, the better. And I like the raw cuts. Welcome back to the internet, Dane. Cyberspace.
Yeah, right.
His files are in the computer.
In it.
Oh.
This
is big news. So Alessa Quizon, pro surfer out of Hawaii, had a kind of a life awakening, a spiritual awakening. And it goes like this, and this is a tale as old as time. She was engaged to pro surfer Kyle Ubelli, friend of the show. Kyle, love you. She was engaged. Don't know what happened. None of our business. But what is our business, because she made it our business, is she ended the relationship. You saw it starting to develop on Instagram. And then we saw something else on Instagram.
There was
some enhancements. Bodily enhancements.
Who?
Alessa.
She's been enhanced?
She's been enhanced, and she came right out and said, look, my body, my choice, my decision, I'm stoked. So good for her owning it. A couple months later, you know, a lot of swimsuit shots in between. You know when you break up with somebody, you want to come out at just, I'm at my hottest right now.
New me.
Trust me. I got divorced. I had the best body I've ever had. And I was low-key putting up my first ever shirtless photos on Instagram.
Wow.
Kind of, you know, just happened to have my shirt off. Weird. So that's the tale as old as time, right? Well, the new development, do you know who Max Holloway is?
No.
He is a champion UFC fighter, also from Hawaii. So just like that, you know, coming from that fresh separation rockin' bod that people get when they separate, to the post that blew up the gossip column of the surf internet. Alessa Quizon is now with UFC star Max Holloway.
I wish them happiness.
Yeah. You can tell you don't care about that story.
I don't.
You don't care about
it's
UFC
some weird,
fighting?
Like TMZ bullshit.
Well, some people care. I am I'm whatever.
I mean, if it was you, I would care.
You would care. I'm very happy right now. Okay. To be in my relationship and in my life, I'm happy with my body. It's not, you know, it's not perfect, but it's pretty damn good. A lot of people say. So, wave pool news is something I know you like, Todd.
I do.
Let's go from relationship business to wave pool business. There is something coming up that I'm excited for because I'm actually hosting it. It's called...
What is it?
The Surf Park Summit.
Where's that?
It's coming up in March 31st.
It's March now.
March 31st, the Surf Park Summit. It's going to be in La Jolla. I'm hosting. It's basically where all these people that are interested in or building or, you know, providing pumps and water and money and da-da-da. The whole world of wave parks is coming together to La Jolla Surf Park Summit, which brings us to our conversation piece here. Kelly Slater with his buddy Charles Schwab. Something
that guy, that Charles Schwab,
that's the son of Charles Schwab.
You just said Charles Schwab.
His Charles Schwab Jr. I don't know. Found it on the internet. They're getting together. They're building the biggest wave pool in the world in La Quinta.
I hope it's affordable.
Let me tell you about it. Then you tell me after.
Okay.
This is 25 miles out of Palm Springs, so it's in the desert. It's close to our other friends' wave pools.
Right.
So there's basically the wave pool capital of the world is going to be in the California desert.
Poolville.
It's going to be about $200 million, mm-hmm. You know, roughly. Construction is going to begin in 2021. It's going to open in 2022. 400 acres. The resort is at the base of Coral Mountain. It's a mountain out by Palm Springs in La Quinta.
All right.
It's going to feature a hotel, 600 homes, between 1 and 5 million. So something for everybody, something for every budget.
Wow.
Giant wave pool in the middle, beginner wave pool on the side, another wave pool over here. I mean, it's going to be like Tavarua in the desert.
I feel like that's biting off a lot.
Well, when it opens, bite it off for ourselves.
I have no problem biting.
Our friends, Kalani Robb, Shane Magnuson,
apparently
are testing waves. Give us a call.
Hey.
You need some mid-level, you know, 40-somethings to come out there and do it for the everyman?
We'll give you the straight feedback.
We'll give you the ultimate discount. We'll do it for free. All right? We'll do it for free.
So there's going to be, Kelly's doing that with the Schwab.
Yep.
And then so they're also retrofitting the Austin Snowdonia style wave.
Enland
with Kelly's tech, I heard.
That I don't know.
I heard that.
That's hearsay.
I don't think it's hearsay. I think they're actually doing
it. I heard you say it.
If you guys have any information, give it to us.
You know what? I'm going to have all the information after the Surf Park Summit.
Right.
I'll know everything.
Okay. That's in like April, though.
Fun article right now on Surfer Magazine.
Okay.
Surfer.com. In their 60-year history, they've had some really weird covers. And I love this, that they've gone ahead and started celebrating it. The weirdest covers of the history of Surfer Magazine. There are some weird-ass covers.
Really?
Yeah. And they're on there.
What's your favorite weird cover?
I mean, you can go to surfer.com and check some of them out. I mean, there's some trippy ass art covers that I actually really like. There was a Hobo Dave article up there. The weirdest covers in the 60-year history of Surfer Magazine. Some crazy trippy ass art covers.
Oh, whoa.
Rob Machado guest editor cover is very 90s, but very fun.
Acid-influenced
covers.
When Rob had that really famous picture with Jimi Hendrix on a surfboard, was that a cover?
Yeah, that was a cover. That was a board mount.
Surf-ing or surf-er?
Good question. I want to say ing. They called themselves out for some funny cover blurbs, like Soulier Than Thou.
Ooh, I like that.
Why surfing's purists are no better than you. Hey. Police.
Cops.
Up Close. These are two great covers. These are
wild, hot.
Wild, hot, like straight up in your face.
Why don't you guys? Cause some weird slams. You guys don't know.
You're not seeing what we're seeing.
Yep.
We're gonna post some of the. Let's post some of those on our Instagram.
Go on over to Surfer Mag and check it out for yourself.
Todd, what do you think about breastfeeding newborns while wake surfing?
Oh,
good or bad? Pros and cons.
I'm all for it, really.
Okay, what are the pros of breastfeeding a newborn while wake surfing?
You know where your baby is,
right?
And
you could be possibly creating the next super wake surfer baby,
right?
By doing that.
And also,
so these are the pros.
Yeah, well, you know where your baby is.
Right.
That's mainly it.
Now, what are the cons? The baby could die.
Violent deceleration syndrome into water.
Yeah, the soft spot of the baby's head hitting the water as you are breastfeeding because you are an influencer.
Right.
And you're influencing people to hate you. For putting the baby in danger.
Sudden nipple removal service.
A clamp down. You know, CPS coming to your house to take said baby away.
Right?
Yeah. Not my baby.
Photos of you wakeboarding with the baby on your boob.
Getting the cover of Kook of the Day and having people... Well, it's interesting. No, this is an interesting point. People wanting to maim you for potentially maiming a baby... Kind of counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So sticks and stones break your bones.
You know, there's a lot of places I could say that, you know,
dropping the baby.
That you shouldn't breastfeed your baby. And while wakeboarding is pretty high on that list. While rollerblading probably tops it out.
Yeah. What other dangerous things should you not do while breastfeeding? Breastfeeding on a roller coaster?
No, see, but that's okay.
A loop?
You're kind of strapped in.
Breastfeeding. While surfing at Kelly Slater's world's biggest surf pool in La Quinta might not be a great idea, just judging by what people, the reaction of people after this incident.
Breastfeeding at Chopu.
You know what they say, breastfeeding is the best feeding. Second amazing tagline that I've come up with today.
Wow.
Write that down. What else?
That being said, I'm all for... a woman's right to breastfeed wherever they damn well please.
Yeah.
Except for
You know, I'm woke. If I look over and somebody's breastfeeding, I'm not one of those leerers that just leers. You know, if it's an accidental glance.
How long did you breastfeed your kids for?
I only breastfed for a couple months and I figured I was doing it wrong. You know, nothing was coming out, just sweat.
We should move on.
A guy burnt... 100-something surfboards in Waikiki. It almost lit the whole damn beach on fire.
Was it like one of those sacrifices for waves? Or just...
It was an arson job.
Oh.
Somebody who just did not like surfboards. They don't know. It's still under investigation, but the footage is crazy.
Surfboards tend to put off a lot of smoke.
Surfboards go.
And they're not...
Up in flames.
That is not something you want to be breathing.
No. No. And I don't care if it's epoxy... PU, soft top,
nope.
Tri-fin.
Just don't breathe that.
Don't breathe burning surfboards. It was crazy because, and now this has happened at surfboard factories. JS surfboards burnt down in Australia.
Chemistry
almost burnt. I mean, if you have 20 boards and one of them goes, they're all going.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff. We'll see. It's That's under gnarly. Investigation, so we can't really talk about it that much.
That shit was lit.
Honolulu PD. Called and they're like, yo, you can talk about it a little bit on your podcast, but just not that much. What else, Todd? You got any more surf news?
That's Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, that was.
Yep.
We're under a month out.
Of what?
Of the championship tour starting.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Tune in to WSL Surf Breaks for more surf news.
Okay. So
that's just for me.
Should we move on to the skate stuff?
It's on Instagram. You probably already watch it.
Skate stuff?
Skate news is brought to you by Adventure IO, the Tampa Pro. Just happened. Why don't we call one of our friends from the Tampa Pro?
Who?
Paul Zitzer, Andrew Cannon.
You choose.
Surprise me. You have to call him, though, because my phone's
Should we call PZ?
Live. Call Paul Zitzer, because we called Zitzer. Andrew Cannon last
year. You
think
he's going to answer?
Probably not.
All right, here we go.
But I can give you a couple things to ask him about.
Here we go. Hold on.
Nyjah Houston in person.
Paul Zitzer.
Wow.
P-A-U.
Is the last name in your phone, probably.
Paul the pool.
I want to ask about Sean Hale, NanoCraft team writer.
Is it under Zitzer?
Oh, my God. Zitzer. Do you know how to work a phone?
Zitzer.
For those of you listening,
it's under
audio.
P-Zitty.
P-Zitty.
Here we go. Call him Paul.
All right.
Does he know?
No.
Okay, he's Tampa. He might. He was texting.
Let's keep it simple. Top three moments from Tampa Pro. Okay.
Don't let him talk.
No, because this guy will talk so much.
Hello, is this Paul Zitzer?
It is. You've seen me.
Hey, I saw you on TV, bro.
We're going to ask you, give us your top three highlights that do not include Milton Martinez's fakie kickflip from the Tampa Pro.
Okay. I'll give you...
Oh, wait, it wasn't Milton Martinez.
Mason Silva.
Mason Silva.
No, that has to be a highlight.
Okay.
That we can have that as a highlight?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
That was a great highlight. Let's see. One, when Manchild, Tyler Pacheco, and I think it was Taylor Kirby, were wrestling each other in heat four instead of taking the runs and ripping each other's shirts off.
I like
that.
That
was pretty good.
That sounds like us podcasting.
That would be one. Two would just be the fact that the top three were the absolute best dudes out. Nija, Shane, Ishad. Like, you can call it however you want it.
Yep.
People online are like, the judges are so stupid. But if you go back and look, the judges nailed it. But the finals were totally amazing.
Yeah, agree.
That's like the politically correct answer, though. Like, that's kind of boring. The contest was great. That's all I'm saying.
What about,
let's see,
Shane, I called him Sean Hale a second ago. What about Shane Hale, wall ride, what are you calling this? Wall ride, alley-oop, 540 thing?
That was amazing.
Shane Hale.
Like a switch front wall ride, basically, and took it all the way 540. That was nuts.
Like, what did he do? He, like,
off a quarter pipe, up onto the wall.
Alley-oop,
wall ride, 540. One of the craziest tricks I've ever seen.
Crazier than a frontside rodeo 540 to Smith?
Oh, yeah, that happened too, right?
That's the moment. Number three. Man, Jeff Z. He's a maniac. That's what he does. He does layback airs and frontside 540s, and wherever it lands, that's it.
So that wasn't fully like, I'm going to do rodeo to Smith. It just kind of landed in Smith?
No, guaranteed he was trying rodeo to disaster, and then he just, you know, it's like hang on for dear life, but he just miraculously locked into a real sloppy Smith. I heard later that it was actually like a cross lock 50, so call it however you want it, but that was a moment
that's getting deep. And then finally, the trick heard, seen, felt, celebrated around the world, Mason Silva with the fakie kickflip dog leg. I mean, what the hell do you call this thing?
He like reached into the stratosphere and grabbed it with his back leg.
Yeah, well, it was like a fakie rocket, like it was the ultimate rocket.
Yeah.
And then it was a total bail. And his front foot was completely on the other side of the board, like it was under the board. And he kicked it back in basically with his back knee and shin and foot and made it. And I mean, it was cool, man. Hey, did you guys watch it? What'd you think?
Yes.
I thought it was great.
It was really good.
It was one of the best Tampa Pros ever, from the ladies to the boys. Outdoor, Indo, celebrate the whole damn thing. I celebrate the whole damn catalog.
I love it.
And we
love
you, Paul.
Paul, we're going to let you go because
he's been talking for like 4 days straight.
We know how you can talk.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you later.
How about I didn't do enough over?
All right, we'll see you later.
You just hung up on Paul Zitzer.
That was Paul Zitzer, everybody. Paul Zitzer wrote for Birdhouse, wrote for New Deal.
Such a silky smooth vert style.
He's really good.
We can't really describe to you via audio or even via video.
Just go
some
check
of these
out
tricks.
Some of the clips. Go look for them.
Yeah, they're on the internet where Dane Reynolds might be soon.
What else?
That was Surf News.
Let's
shout
talk
out.
About other stuff.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear this one?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Okay. Chris.
Yes.
Brace yourself.
I'm ready. I'm strapped
Sean
in.
Sean White has decided that he's not going to win the Olympics.
Oh, he decided.
Yeah.
So he did.
He just he He decided
he could have won it, but he decided he was going to let someone else win it.
Okay, and the fact, I mean, look, let's just be honest here.
He wasn't going to qualify.
He wasn't going to qualify.
But
and it was all over, like it was on my Yahoo homepage. It was like it was everywhere. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. Sean's freaking damn good vert skater.
He is so good, but why does he do this stuff?
He can't hang with this current crop of park skaters. He can't hang.
It would have been very easy for him to just support, be stoked, even do a couple contests.
Turn it into a marketing thing.
He needs to stop listening to whoever's doing his PR or media.
This just makes him look like a
kook. They're like, yo, Sean, go on a Good Morning America. Tell him. You're going to skate for the Team USA in the Olympics. Go tell him. And he's like, okay. And he says it. And everyone's going, well, actually, no. There's Pedro Barros, Tom Schar.
Pedro
there's
Barros
a lot of really,
not,
like, really
from the US.
Good skateboarders from around the world that are much, you know, Vert is not in the Olympics. If Vert was in the Olympics, Sean White, definitely. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Park, different story. But the need to be on the news now saying, well, you know, this is like me saying, well, you know, I was going to go date Cindy Crawford, but then I just decided I'm just going to let her date someone else. Mm-hmm. I just decided that. You know, do they know Cindy Crawford? She was a supermodel when I was a kid. So, I mean,
anyway,
I like Sean White.
I just think there's just some like
stop with the announcements.
It has nothing to do with him personally. It's just a weird thing. Like
love him.
He tried to do a couple of the Vans contests and
not really.
He didn't do them?
He didn't.
You were there, yeah. What was the scoop?
It was kind of enter not enter type of situation.
Enter and not skate?
Not even
he skated Marseille, didn't he?
That's not a park series event.
It wasn't a park series.
No.
At any rate. That's just
it was not
was
even
weird
just
how
a tip.
That was like news, but yet you can't. It's like, but like, what isn't news is the kids that are killing themselves to be on the U.S. team.
Sean White should still enter some of these contests just to help celebrate and promote skateboarding.
Yeah, use your name to bring a spotlight to it.
Don't use the Associated Press for announcements. Just skate.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I mean I would go on the I'll go on the Associated Press and do announcements all day long. Nobody wants me to announce anything. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Sandoval on the Nine Club. Been listening to it all morning.
Is that a new one?
It's so good. It's the newest one. And you just got to celebrate what the Nine Club's doing all
the
time.
We did one last week.
With Neil Mims.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about Neil Mims on the Nine Club 8 times. And it's still good if you haven't listened to it. Jeremy Nibbs turned pro for Santa Cruz. What? Andrew Cannon is just kind of on fire, turning a lot of rad people pro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mario McCoy last week, Jeremy Nibbs this week. Didn't send me board, so
it's pretty cool. We got you know,
definitely. We don't want to be pro, but we'd like a board, right?
Didn't we get stuff? He sent me boards.
Call him.
I got a bunch of boards.
Call him.
We'll call him later.
You got any 8.5s? I got a new ESP skateboard.
We have a great commentator text chain going. We just recently added Alex White to that yesterday.
Yep, the Alex White.
Yeah, the Alex White.
Yeah.
It was great.
Are you, did you set up your Crux trucks yet?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
New trucks are very difficult, but I'm already, after a couple sessions, I'm starting to feel it.
I put my old bushings in there.
Damn it, I should have done that.
You don't do that?
Yeah, I do that. What are you talking about? I do that all the time.
It's an old wives trick.
I do that so much. I'm going to do it in 5 minutes when this ends.
What else is happening?
The Weekend video, WKND by Grant Yansura, caught me off guard. This thing dropped on YouTube over the weekend or last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best skate videos
Uh-oh.
I've seen.
You have poor connection. No, we're back.
No, we're back. The Weekend video, Carson Kleppen, Alexis Sablon, Christian Maloof, Johan Stuckey. It's called Death Dance. There's a bunch of skaters in there that I have not really heard of, and they freaking ripped. It's so good. It's a video that makes you want to go skateboarding. Watch it on YouTube right now. It's WKND. It's called Death Dance. That's my review. Goddamn Siskel and Ebert over here of skate videos. I'm gonna give you one thing of bad news and one thing of good news, okay. Todd, and for all of you listening.
Do I get to choose which one first?
I'm going bad first.
All right.
Bad news, Mark Gutterman, according to Thrasher Magazine, one of the most creative and inspiring skateboarders of the past two decades, passed away at just 34 years old. He was in a video, 88's Destroy Everything Now, in 2004. He had a part in Feel Free and Wizards of Radical. The guy was just an incredible skater, and I went down a wormhole over the weekend after I saw that announcement and watched some of his stuff. Go watch some Mark Gutterman skateboarding. That was the bad news. The good news, Elaine Shallcross is 68 years old. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when that happened, she said, screw this. Fuck cancer. I'm going skateboarding. And her goal was to learn a shove it on a skateboard. She's never touched a skateboard. 68 years old. This thing went viral. If you put the hashtag shove it cancer.
Did you film a shove it for cancer?
No, but we're going to do it after the show.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to do a double shove it for Elaine Shallcross. We're going to hashtag shove it cancer. We're going to post that on the gram. And then you're going to post yours on the gram. Do it. Do us a favor. Post your shove it on Instagram. Hashtag shove it cancer. And then also tag the Monday, tag at monday.mass, because we want to see it. Couple other little things. Zero has teamed up with Iron Maiden, match made in hell.
This is pretty sick.
Yeah, these boards look amazing. Your favorite Iron Maiden graphics.
What do you
on
think
Zero
it, what
boards.
Do you think it costs to get the rights to like Iron Maiden?
Maybe it's a deal where they split the benefit proceeds. I don't know.
Any with Eddie on anything is
well. Think
sweet.
About. I mean, in skateboarding now, we've in the last 5 years we've seen the best collabs ever. Right, Santa Cruz absolutely kills it. Star Wars,
yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yeah. SpongeBob,
Mars Attacks,
Crux with the SpongeBob trucks that I love. I want them in 8.5, Alex. I mean, the list goes on and on. But this one right here, you think of two things that go together perfectly. When I hear Iron Maiden, you know, especially Run to the Hills, all I can see in my mind is Jamie Thomas flying off stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Jamie Thomas, Zero, Iron Maiden, all together. This was pretty crazy. Now, I've heard of, you know, Tony Hawk did 50 tricks for his 50th birthday. I've had some friends that do 40 tricks for 40, et cetera, et cetera. Jaws, Aaron Homoki, Jaws.
Do you do 30 stairs for his 30th birthday?
30 skate parks.
Wow.
30 skate parks in one day.
Only in Arizona, though, yeah?
He woke up at 6 a.m., skated nonstop till 10.
Wow.
Crazy. And he did a kickflip melon at every park. So happy birthday, Jaws. 30 skate
also,
parks.
Also, happy birthday
That's
to
crazy.
Mike Burnett from Thrasher Meg.
Oh.
It was his birthday the other day.
No way.
Yeah.
And it was Laird Hamilton's birthday yesterday, and we missed it.
Fucking Laird.
Oh, we had the best day. We were in the pool. I was carrying the dumbbells. I actually had Laird on my back.
Oh, that's cool.
Walking up the
you guys were having
the valley. I was up in the
was
valley.
You when you, the chicken fights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
Laird was on
Laird
your
was on my shoulders. It was me, Laird, Gabby Reese, and we were, it was, I mean, horseplay all day in the pool. It was great. Thanks for having me, Laird. Happy birthday. Any more surf news?
Not that I can think of, because we're doing skateboard news.
You can go to Surf Breaks if you want all your surf news. It's on the Instagram.
Let's switch over to snowboarding news.
More plugs for my shows.
We're going to switch to snowboarding news.
Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, home of Gabe Ferguson and Sage Kotzenberg. I mean, just those two guys alone in your team would be insane.
Right.
Then you add, you know, Cusick. You add, the list goes on and on. K2 riders that were psyched.
Just keep talking.
Burton's One World trailer. Out now. The cat is out of the bag. Burton's making a movie called One World, and it's going to be crazy.
I'm calling someone.
Hey, it's Stan. Looks like you missed me. Why don't you just try texting?
Stan. No, that was very passive.
Oh, wait. Here he is.
That was passive aggressive, and I liked
hello?
It.
Hello?
Hi. Sorry. Didn't find the call.
Hi, it's Stan.
Oh, my gosh. Stan.
Stan.
Oh, wait.
Hello.
Now formerly known as the soul of snowboarding.
Yeah, how's that feel,
yeah.
Dude?
Sal, honestly, if Sal Masekela calls you the soul of anything, it's pretty legit. So I'm gonna take it as a win.
We agree.
Did not like it.
He didn't like that. Why?
I was jealous. I think.
Huh.
And Bridges also was like, what does this make me? I think that was, there was a big Bridges question here.
The troll of snowboarding.
Yeah. Timmy Burton actually called me like snowboarding's favorite kook. And I was like, wow, I think that's
a passive aggressive compliment.
Yeah, it was kind of a dig.
That's kind of aggressive aggressive.
Stan was in and around behind the scenes in front of the camera everywhere at the Burton US Open.
That's why you're here. Tell us about, I want to hear your top five moments from the Burton US Open.
Okay, hadn't prepared, so this one's kind of just right off the top.
Wing it.
Off the cuff is what we want.
Number one is going to be actually my least favorite moment, and that was when Clavin announced he would be staying with me in my room without asking. That's fair. That's probably number five right there. Dusty Henriksen, t-shirt quad, unthinkable, and the amount of confidence that you have to, like, just willingly do that to yourself is unbelievable. Interviewing Sean White was kind of a bucket list moment for me, and I could have gone a lot harder on him for sure, but just the fact that he was there and I put a mic in his face.
Is that where he announced he was?
Did he announce that he wasn't doing the Olympics for skateboarding to you?
No.
Oh, that would have been sick if that was a Stan exclusive.
And by didn't, he's not doing the Olympics, meaning
he's giving
like
other people.
He's giving other people a chance. He's allowing other people to win the gold medal, apparently.
Which is
that is so
super
nice
of him
to just step back and, you know, because there's definitely no other possible reason that he wouldn't be in the Olympics. Other favorite moments that include Zhiyu didn't actually snowboard in the contest, but there was a Burton night shoot the last night, and she was doing bigger methods than any of the boys.
Rad.
That was really sick. And then watching, actually in that same session, Terrier and Ben Fur going doubles on a night pipe was pretty crazy.
Very cool.
And then probably, gosh, you know, my last greatest moment maybe might just be watching Yuto take that win in pipe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's been battling all year, and it was just like for 2 years, basically.
There was a lot of controversy, I think. A lot of people thought that Dusty maybe should have won it. And what's your take on that?
My thought on that is a lot of people got blinded by the quad and a t-shirt, which is undeniably remarkable. But I think if you really do run those runs back to back, Yuki in the rail section and the transition section was a little hotter. Mm-hmm. So I know that the last kind of appeal of that last jump is like, you know, to me, that was the most U.S. moment, like U.S. Open moment, like thinking back to when I was in Vermont and how that whole crazy vibe was, like when I saw Dusty going off in a t-shirt, like that was the biggest epitome of that energy, but I think they got it right.
That's cool. And honorable mentions, obviously, you have to talk about the Mega Poach. That was pretty cool. I really like that.
Mega Poach was cool.
Yeah.
Wait, you what is the Mega cool? Poach for those people that don't know the Mega Poach?
Yeah, what was the Mega Poach? Describe that.
So right after the first run of the pipe, like basically the way it works is the U.S. Open historically has just had people poaching the pipe left and right. So in the past, you could argue it was like a little bit more curated, I think. And, you know, only a couple people here and there, like a Terrier and whatever. But this had to be like well over 100 people just sort of celebrating Jake airing. And it was funny because when you got to the bottom, everybody was just like, that was the sketchiest thing I've ever done.
So wait, a bunch of people dropped in?
Yes, a bunch of people rode the pipe in between the first and second run as like a tribute to the pipe snaking that was there.
Oh, that's epic.
And then what about the girl who freaking did the 900 on her face?
Maka, dude. Maka's kind of an MVP. Because she, I mean, not only is that the most unthinkably horrible clip I've ever seen in my life, but she was just like swollen face there for every second of it after that. It's like everywhere I looked, Maka was in my view of vision. She was just out killing it. Wow. So the fact that she walked away from that was like, you know, Celia broke her leg. We never saw her again.
Crazy. Well, you are right now at Women's Super Park. Where are you?
I'm at Miss Super Park right
now. Miss Super Park. Where is that?
That is in Eldora, Colorado.
Oh, whoa. You're back in Colorado.
Wait, there's still things happening.
Yeah,
this contest never ends.
I actually registered to vote here. No, it's great, though. Today's day one, and it's actually really sunny. Setup is really good. Sick little mini pipe. Right now, the down flat down is what's kind of being sessioned. The main bummer is it's on a timing schedule with Oslo. X Games. So a lot of the big dogs are at X Games, but right now we've got like 80, I would say like 80 riders here.
That's right.
And I've seen some like pretty, like honestly, they were hitting the jumps before I was.
So are you staying in Boulder or are you staying up in Netherland?
I am staying in Netherland. Okay.
Nice. It's very, it's super dank. It's very dank there.
Yeah. You know, when I walked in when we drove in, my first impression was messy. But upon staying for like one night, I realized it's actually really crunchy.
Yes, it's very crunchy. It's got a lot of crunch there. All right.
We were in the co-op and we bought something, and the lady said, "Ask Mark Clavin if she was a member." And I was like, "How many people are coming into this co-op that you don't know every member?" But
he has that member look. All right, we're gonna let you go. Go back to Miss Super Park. Thank you for contributing.
Stan.
Bye, Stan.
That Stan
was,
rules.
Stan from Snowboarder. He's at Miss Super Park, and those are some words about the Burton US Open,
wow.
which was great.
Well, this was a huge event, and the first one after
the passing of Jake Burton Carpenter. And so, once again, thanks, Jake.
Have to thank Jake. And out of the Burton camp right now, Burton is coming out with a movie called One World.
Yeah.
And this is
the teaser for it's bananas.
This is the whole team.
Yeah.
Ben Ferguson, Danny Davis, Red Gerard, Anna Gasser, Mark McMorris, Mikel Bang, Brock Crouch, Zoe, the whole team, 40-plus snowboarders who have been filming for the past couple of years, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's going to be bonkers.
It's nuts. In another dropping video news, you can go and watch Dark Matter right now on Amazon Prime if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Travis Rice's
big movie that came out, so that's free if you're in Amazon Prime. And also, the Shred Bots and our good buddy Ika Backstrom just dropped. It's like Torsten Horgmo, Ika Backstrom, a bunch of other people, Jamie Anderson. They've all got parts. A lot of it was filmed at Baldface. What it's called, Light.
All you had to do is say Light. Ika's in it.
Ika's in
and
it.
I'm in.
It's freaking awesome.
Can't wait.
It's freaking awesome. And that's out right now, too. So that's some snowboarding news. And guess what? It's going to start snowing again in California.
I love that because I'm looking out right now. It's about 75, maybe 80 degrees. It does not look like winter right now.
No,
but yesterday did.
Good news is that there's a bunch of storms lined up to hit the West Coast once again. Not that Colorado and some of these other mountains are hurting, but Tahoe and Mammoth, they need the schnee bad.
Schnee?
Yeah, bring the schnee, bro.
Oh, man.
All right, so that was snowboard
news.
It's probably
Thank
other.
You, Stan, for coming on. Whatever. There's stuff happening. You know, it's fine. People are snowboarding. I saw people getting powder at Mammoth.
You did? Yeah.
So Strider Wasilewski. If you want to know what the conditions at Mammoth are like,
follow
WSL commentator, Pipeline Charger, all around awesome guy, Strider Wasilewski on Instagram, Strider's
what's
World.
It's Strider's World, right?
He gets in the car with his kids and goes up there, I mean, every other day.
Yeah, he snowboards
God, love him.
Way more than I do.
Me, 100 times more than I do.
So Sal... Sal. Strider? Who?
Sal's in second place.
Sal's
snowboarding a lot.
Okay. There we go. That was cool.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Todd, reality television is two dirty words when you put them together, generally. Talking about bullshit like The Bachelor and
our president.
You know, all that stuff. But one shining light, one beautiful.
I haven't seen an episode yet. I got to get in
reality television. Lego Masters.
Dude,
how many apps
are there now? Three?
We're on I believe the fourth episode.
Got to watch
it. It's hosted by Lego Batman.
I know. It's off my radar. There's so much good TV right now.
It's like you don't even know about Legos anymore.
I know about Legos.
That hurts. Lego Masters is the best show out.
Can I tell you my favorite TV show that I just started watching? And it's actually, it's interesting.
Avenue 5?
Huh? No. It's called I'm Not All Right With This.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. And it's the girl from It.
Okay.
And one of the other young actors from It. And it's the general premise of the show. It's kind of a mashup of all the stuff that we like.
Okay.
You know, kind of like
80s.
You know, not really 80s. It takes place now, but it's like a lot of like teenage angst plus like
I love teenage
high school.
Angst.
Anyway,
love high school.
So this girl who's kind of a misfit,
love misfits,
kind of gets superpowers, or she has superpowers.
Yep.
And she doesn't really know what to do with them. And it's basically about what would happen if your 17-year-old daughter ended up with superpowers and she was already kind of emo to begin with.
I'm in.
It's really good.
Sign me up. What's it called?
I am not okay with this.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
All right, that's on now.
It's on now. Also, Altered Carbon Season 2.
Freaking never seen it.
Sick.
You don't watch Avenue 5 on HBO?
No.
It's one of the best written shows.
Avenue 5?
Out. It's about the spaceship. It's stuck in space.
Oh, that
and
kinda...
there's a swirl of poop around. The first episode, yeah, you got to give it a minute. It's so good.
But it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
All right. Now
I kind of don't like comedy TV.
Well, you don't like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, I do, but I kind of don't. Like, if there's a choice between
comedy or drama,
comedy
that's
or
really
like
weird.
Weird supernatural, huh. Like The Outsider, I would choose that over
okay.
anything right now.
All
right. Yeah.
I celebrate them both. I don't have any teen angst shows, so maybe I'll go with your show you were
you
talking
should try
about.
Try it out.
So, good television comes and goes. Some shows get canceled, right? Let's talk about the list of shows about to be canceled in 2020. I'm going to give you a show. You tell me your reaction, Todd. Criminal Minds after 15 seasons. Out.
HK. Who cares?
That's W.
No, well, not.
C.
You know what I'm talking about.
Arrow.
See, Green Arrow... I'm just not
8 seasons. I've never seen a second of this show.
My daughter watched Arrow, a lot of Arrow, cuz okay, I guess it's like it's kind of cool because Arrow and The Flash and Miss Supergirl and Gotham,
cool.
Like they all kind of tie in together, which I can always appreciate when people take like the Marvel approach and everything is
you
tied
like
in.
A good tie-in.
I like tie-in.
The only
but it just it's kind of like a WB
yeah.
superhero.
The only thing I ever remember about Arrow was a billboard on the side of the 405 freeway with this goofy ass looking Arrow,
Green Arrow guy?
Quote unquote superhero. Did not look that super to me.
No,
this one might hurt some people. Vikings after 6 seasons.
They're going to cancel it?
Done.
Hmm.
And I admittedly am not like head first into the show. I've seen some episodes. Pretty
sick. Wife was super into Vikings.
Oh, the people in that show are so hot.
Ragnar.
Lucifer.
Eh.
Never saw it. BoJack Horseman. After 6 seasons, I just got into this show.
Cool name.
Have you never seen it?
No. Nope.
Well, if you don't like comedy,
oh,
it's like Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rick and Morty,
yeah,
Family
yeah.
Guy,
yes,
Simpsons.
I know what you're talking about.
It's yeah, so
it's
good.
It's like a horse person.
Dear White People is off after 4 seasons. I never saw it. Homeland
sucked after season 2.
Okay. So I watched a season or two. I don't know. Yeah. This one, Ray Donovan.
Eh.
Oh, I love this show. 7 seasons, it's gone.
Another one I don't give a shit about.
Oh, that show was gnarly.
I'll tell you
gritty.
What, though. This one's a bummer.
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is probably, that is one of the funniest shows.
How can
shows
you say
ever.
You don't like comedy shows, but then you say you like Schitt's Creek?
Because sometimes when I'm on the plane, I'll binge.
You need to watch a drama and then cut it with a comedy.
Kind of. I don't know. But like Schitt's Creek is hilarious. Mostly because Eugene Levy is the funniest human being. And Catherine O'Hara. Like these are my people. These are the people that I like.
These are my peeps.
Our live feed just ended, just so you
yeah,
know.
It's over.
Another series that's going to be over is Inside the Actor's Studio because
this is a bummer. I didn't
James Lipton died.
93 years old.
Yeah, 93. I mean, he had a good run.
Do you remember when Will Ferrell played James Lipton?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Inside the Actor's Studio.
Do you remember what Kiefer Sutherland said on Inside the Actor's Studio?
No, what did he say?
I can't say it.
Why?
You're going to have to look it up.
Okay. Kiefer Sutherland.
Because, oh, so actually, Chris Cantori of Cantori and you... also hosted the Cantori Show in the morning, they had a list of 10 questions that James Lipton would ask after every, at the end of every interview.
When God meets you at the pearly gates.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions. Okay, what is your favorite word?
Shit.
I was going to say shit, too. What is your least favorite word?
No.
My least favorite word is like. I hate saying the word like. Sometimes I say it on accident. I don't want to say the word like anymore.
What if you replaced like with similar to? Okay, we're still going.
Unless I still like something.
Okay, go. What's the next one?
What's your favorite curse word?
I already said it.
Shit.
Shit.
That's your favorite word and your favorite curse word.
Well, wait, does he ask favorite word?
Yeah.
And favorite curse word?
Yeah.
Litmus.
What do you want if there's a God? Which there's not, just so you know. If there's a God and you're at the pearly gates, what do you want God to say to you?
My bad.
Go down. Go to hell. I want him to say, what would I really want him to say to me? Mm. I would just want him to, you know, open up and really tell me what he thinks of me. And, you know, does he think I'm like a nice person?
What if he said, are you going to eat that?
You again? Oh, he's all, oh, that's what you look like in real life?
Ew.
Yeah, he's been looking at the top of my head for the past 43 years. Mm. He's like, rubs his finger on the top of my head and creates this thin spot of hair. God.
Well, James Lipton, he was great. I really enjoyed watching Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, you know what?
Quite honest with you.
You should watch some of it. And if you like funny stuff, Todd, for any of you out there that are in the San Diego, Southern California area, got something special for you. Comedy Night in Encinitas, March 5th. We got Grant Cotter. We got Chase Bernstein, Rich the Stitch Flores, Chris Cantori, and Jonathan Wayne Freeman. It's $10. It's 21 and up. It's at First Street Bar and Grill in Encinitas, California.
What
it's going to be
it,
great.
What time does it start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Who's on first?
Jonathan Wayne Freeman.
Yes. I'd be at home by 9.
No, you cannot.
Yes.
You got to stay the whole
can't
time.
Stay up late.
It's going to be great. I feel like that was a pretty good episode of the Monday Mass.
We had some we had some guests.
Yeah.
I was going to say acts, but they were
We had a couple of acts come in.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to get the studio set up better.
Wash your hands, everybody.
Yeah, wash your hands.
We don't need it. We don't buy masks because the health officials won't have masks if they need masks.
I'm not buying a mask.
Don't buy a mask. But if you do buy a mask.
Buy a Monday mask.
The presidents of the United States are good.
Oh, a Ronald Reagan mask?
Right, yeah, that's a good mask.
Yeah.
Pretty good mask.
All right. Well, we're signing off from Univ HQ here at Monday Mass headquarters.
HQ.
Well, yeah. Let me try that again.
Now too?
Well, they're giving us this space.
They can get in here if they want.
They're giving us the space.
So do we have to shout them out every episode now?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to put up some flags and stuff.
Thanks, Univ.
Yeah. I'm going to rephrase it. Signing off from Monday Mass HQ here on the corner at Univ and Encinitas.
Follow me
on
Instagram.
Todd.
What?
I actually had some really good questions.
What? Oh, shit.
It's not over yet, folks.
Okay, guys, this is the encore.
Q&A, baby. Q&A.
Let's do three.
Okay. This is from Danny Caputo.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight, you or Todd? I believe he's talking to me. Mm. When is the last real fight you've got in, Todd?
9th grade.
Did you win?
It was a draw.
That's so crazy. My last fight was in 9th grade, too.
It was weird.
I got one punch off, and then it got broken off, so I just feel like I won.
Here's a story about mine. So we were in the freshman area of the high school.
You fought a freshman.
No, listen.
Okay.
So we're like, I don't know, I'm have beef with some kid, probably because I'm a skateboarder. And there's all these people gathered around, and everyone was cheering, all my friends, and I just blindly swung and connected with this kid.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden all the teachers came out and broke it up.
Yeah.
So like I was like riding high, like all my friends like, yeah, man, you got
him. You won.
So comes around like I have gym right before lunch. And
Same day.
Homeboy and his pals that I, you know, the dude shows up with a bunch of his big fucking friends that are like juniors. They put me in a locker for a full period. I was stuck in the boys' locker room for like half of lunch period.
Because I couldn't get in a locker.
They locked me in a fucking locker.
That's terrifying.
And then, so I kicked the bottom of the locker out to get out. Because all you could do was like, I'm stuck in a locker. Like I'm fucking jammed in a locker.
Yeah. So I'm getting anxiety listening.
So I start kicking the locker at the bottom to like bend it. And I figure I'm just going to bend it out and I'll just slide out of the locker.
Yeah.
So the nurse, whose nurse's office is right next to the boys' locker room, the nurse hears the noise, has to come into the boys' locker room, sees me bending out. So I get let out of the locker and I get suspended for destroying school property.
Were you nude in
there? I wasn't nude.
Oh.
Anyway.
Damn it.
Fucking. That was the last fight I was in. Probably because that was such a traumatic experience.
Our fight is very similar. I punched the guy, broken up. The next day, he's coming up to me. I go, oh, God. I'm a wimp. I'm not fighting, right?
Right.
And he's like, hey, sorry, that was crazy yesterday. Like, let's be friends. And I was like, oh, I almost got my ass kicked.
Wow.
Here's a question from Becky Bubbs. You guys are both well-traveled. Where is some place you haven't been but would like to go?
Oh, that's a good one. I've never been to Indonesia.
Never been to Indonesia? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've never surfed in the Indian Ocean, I should say. I'd like to go there and do one of those trips.
Okay. So you're going on an Indo trip. I'm going to say northern Peru. I would like to go there. I'd like to go to northern Peru ASAP. Hmm. I'd also like to do a road trip. So that's a surf trip. I'd also like to do a road trip through the Northeast, Massachusetts, all that.
It's on.
Wicked Pissa.
I'll bring you. The Salem Witch Museum.
Bodega Border Crew says, should Mason have won Tampa Pro?
I didn't see the rest of his run. Honestly, I only saw that highlight.
I think he won best trick of the people. Stanley Shetron wants to know, how many push-ups have you done today?
Zero.
I'll be honest, I've done 15.
You did?
Yeah.
You do push-ups?
Yeah.
I stretched a little bit, but I didn't push up.
I did push-ups when I was running.
When you go surfing, and is that I was running. A is that considered a push-up?
Yeah.
It is?
DHASP5_ says, hey, Chris, not sure whether this question is worthy of Monday Mass, but I thought I'd ask, what are your go-to Dickies pants? 873, 874, do you embrace the struggle? Stretch them out? Since watching your skate vids, I've converted to Dickies.
Wow.
That feels good. Right now, my go-to Dickies pants are the double knee. So they're normal, but they have a little thing right on your
like
knee.
A dart,
knee.
Like a dart to make
no, it's
flexible.
Like a seam, I guess it would.
Hmm.
But I just kind of go the classics. Thank you for asking that question. That's a pertinent question.
Let's do one more.
I don't have any more.
All right. Well, then we're done.
All right. That was the Monday Mass on Tuesday.
All right. Hopefully your commute was cool and we helped you get there.
Go inside and be with your family. Go to work.
Go fucking vote.
Oh, my God. Super Tuesday. Well, this thing's going to come out in the afternoon, so if you haven't voted yet, get your ass in there and vote.
Just
vote the assholes out.
Vote. It's your problem if you don't.
Wait. Yeah. This is where we start to vote the assholes out. And I'm not even telling you who's the assholes. That's up to you to decide. Yeah. Vote someone.
Everyone's an asshole.
That's true. Bye.
Bye.